Exercise 8, page 36. Now I'm happy to welcome Stephen Malley to the show. Stephen's a hospital chef, and he's here to tell us about his job. Stephen, did you always want to be a chef?
Not at all. At university, I studied web design, and after I graduated, I worked as an app developer. I didn't like it, though. Then, my best friend, who's a nurse, told me about a job in the kitchen of the hospital where he works.
What were your duties when you started working there?
First, I just washed up in the kitchen, and now and then I served patients their meals. I did that for 2 years and completed a cooking course in the evenings. After a while, I became a qualified chef.
I see. And what are the differences between a hospital chef and a chef in a restaurant?
Well, it might be less interesting, but being a hospital chef is far more relaxed. We plan patients' meals a day before we serve them, and we have the same number of patients each day. That's a lot less stress than in a busy restaurant.
There must be some challenges to your job, though, right?
Yes, of course. We don't work with patients directly, so we don't need to be sociable and chat to them like the nurses do. And we don't need to be imaginative with the meals we prepare, because they all follow the diet the doctor has prescribed for them. But we do have to be very careful that patients only eat the food they are allowed to.
I see. So I guess you avoid giving patients desserts, right?
No, every patient gets a dessert if they want one. We serve a delicious cheesecake sometimes, and patients who can't eat sugar often get a tasty fruit salad. We never serve ice cream, though, even though patients often request it.
Okay, we'll ask Stephen more questions after the break.